Welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode number 2. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. And this is not medical or therapeutic advice. I decided to start a podcast really for encouragement. And at the end of the day, at the end of the podcast, if you feel encouraged and you feel it was time well spent, then I think we've met that goal. But episode 2, I'm pretty excited about that because I didn't want to be a one-hit wonder. And I don't know if you're familiar with that term or not, but they used to say one-hit wonder, you know, a band or an artist, they have a song and it goes pretty well. And then all of a sudden you're waiting for that next release and it never comes because maybe they've disbanded, they vanished, or they just never have that success again. Maybe the success itself done them in. I don't know. Well, no worries about that over here. But and we'll have episode 3, God willing. But I started thinking about one-hit wonders, and I don't want to be that. I want this podcast to be enduring so that you can tune in and you can get some encouragement. But as I was thinking about the one-hit wonders, I did what probably most people would do. I looked it up on Wikipedia, and I started looking up one-hit wonders in U.S. songs, and it's quite a list. And I have to say, I didn't know most of them. But I did notice something pretty funny. I knew a lot of the older songs from the 1950s and 1960s. And I thought, of course, well, why would I know all these old songs? I certainly didn't remember when they came out. Why would I know these? And then I thought about it. It was all those late nights with T.J. Lubinsky on PBS. And you may know what I'm talking about. But I was thinking about what a great distraction technique. You know how sometimes you get in your head and you just have thoughts from the past that are bugging you, or you have things about the future that they're bugging you too. The past stuff, you know, you're dredging up all that guilt and shame, shame and guilt. That future stuff, future tripping, you start thinking about all the things you have to do, how you're going to manage, you feel overwhelmed, all that kind of stuff going on in your head. And sometimes you need to distract yourself and get out of it. And what better way than music and random song lists? And that was one way. One of the things I like to do, and folks that know me, they know I do that, and I want you to try this tonight. Let's say you can't sleep because your mind is busy tonight. Maybe you got one of those, thought loops going, and you can't sleep, and you're thinking of all those things from the past. You're thinking of all that stuff that you got to do. Come up with a list. Lists work really, really well. And again, folks that know me, you know what I'm going to say here. I'm going to say start with American cities. Start with A, do 20 American cities beginning with A, and then you go on to B, and then you go on to C, and so on and so forth. Gets a little tricky around K and J and those letters, but I just skip I altogether. But anyway, you're making these lists, you're getting out of your head, and that's the key there. To stop the thoughts, stop feeding those thoughts, those harmful and negative thoughts, stop feeding them. Now, you don't have to do cities. You can do other lists. It's an endless category. You can do foods. You can do animals, movies, bands, boys and girls, names, cars, medical conditions, whatever you want. But the whole thing is to get out of your head. Hey, here's another one, a gratitude list. Start with A and go down. Something I'm grateful for beginning with A, and then I go to B, and then I go to C. Whatever it is, get out of your head. You're chewing over negative ideas, the past stuff, the future stuff, and it's not helping you. It's not serving you right now. So you want to get out of your head. And that's a good relapse prevention technique too, just to come up with distractions that you have your go-tos so that when you start thinking those errant thoughts, you can get out of it right away and not entertain them. All right, let's do this. Let's breathe. You know, I start and end all my groups and now all my podcasts with some deep breathing. So please indulge me in a little deep breathing and remember to use it throughout the day. So let's do this. Let's do our deep breathing. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas, let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shame, we've lost, pain, doubt, push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do this throughout the day. Use your deep breathing. Use your deep breathing just to have those mindful minutes just throughout the day, just to be present, just focused on your breathing. If a thought should bubble up, put it on a mental notepad or keep it for later or just notice it. Say, hey, that's an interesting thought I'm having, but don't act on it. Just let it go and just focus on your breathing. And holding the breath, that's what slows down the heart rate and sends that signal to your brain. Hey, there's no big emergency out there if we're standing here doing our deep breathing. So it's a nice calming technique. So please do that. Well, what I wanted to talk about tonight is some myths about addiction. And the biggest myth that I see, oh, there's lots of myths out there. You can read a bunch online and just ask somebody. They'll share them with you. But one of the biggest myths that we don't talk about very much is that when you go to treatment, when you go to rehab, that people think you're going to be cured or fixed. And that's a myth. People think everything's the same. You know, you just don't happen to use anymore. And maybe you're listening to this and you're nodding along because maybe your family thought if you went to rehab, hey, you're going to be magically fixed. And, you know, everything's going to be instantly better, like a magic wand was waved. And nope, nothing like that. Treatment and rehab, they give you ways to manage a chronic disease, and you have to do the things. And you got to do the things every day or you relapse. So there's no easy fix to this chronic disease. And if you think of other chronic diseases like diabetes or high blood pressure or cancer, you got to do the things to keep it in check, keep it in remission. And you got to do the things every day. If you miss a day, well, sometimes there's some consequences to it. And if you get in denial about it, I don't really have this disease, I don't really have to follow what they say, sometimes the consequences are grave. And sometimes when you come out of treatment, your family might think everything's good. You're just coasting along there. But no, you have to work at it all the time. So I started thinking about for the podcast tonight, what are some of the things that you have to do every day? And I'm not here to run a list of it. This isn't a relapse prevention group or anything. I'm not writing your plan with you. But what are some of the things that you have to do to stay in recovery? And I thought about that, and I wanted to just share some of those with you tonight. And one of the things that we overlook a lot is every day we got to give ourselves some grace. Give yourself some grace every day. Stop beating yourself up. This is a hard thing that you're doing. It's not easy. It's not something that everyone just coasts through. It's hard work, and it's not a sentence. I always like to say that recovery is not a sentence. You're not here to punish yourself. Give yourself some grace. You're going to be hit with a whole lot of new experiences. You're going to be hit with a whole lot of temptations. You're going to be hit with a whole lot of biochemical changes. Give yourself some grace. And as I was thinking of that, I thought about, you know, back in 1995, December of 1995, I went to the Evolution of Psychotherapy Conference. It was a big event in Las Vegas, and it was put on by the Milton H. Erickson Foundation, and they still put them on. I think they go every 5 years or 10 years. I have no idea, but I went to that one, and all the greats of psychology were there, and I got to meet some of them, and I got to meet Albert Ellis, who is the founder, the originator of rational emotive behavioral therapy. In fact, around that time, he had just changed the name of it from rational behavioral therapy to rational emotive behavioral therapy. And it was exciting to see him and other people there. And I went to his talk, and he stood up and, well, actually sat down most of it, as I recall. But when he he was kind of frail then too, but, he had this barrage of curse words, and it was kind of like shattering. I said, oh, wow, this is one of the greats of psychology, and he's just cursing at us. And then he said something very memorable. He said, the most dangerous word in the English language. And I figured, what could it possibly be? You just showered us with all these curse words. He says, the most dangerous word in the English language is should. Stop shoulding on yourselves. And I thought about that. And I thought, wow, you know, he's right. He said, when you use a lot of shoulds, it's irrational thinking. It's neurotic, because you'll never reach the unreasonable expectations that you're setting for yourself. So instead of saying, I should be a better person, I should be a better mother, I should be a better daughter, I should be a better son, I should be a better father, I should be a better grandfather, I should be a better employee, I should be a better boss, I should be whatever it is that you're rolling around in your head. Instead of that, he said, change it to, it would be nice if. So I use that right there. It would be nice if I were a better employee, but I'm doing the best I can. The standard is do the best you can, not 100%. It would be nice if I were a better parent, but I'm doing the best I can. It would be nice if I were a better, you fill in the blanks, do the best you can, but stop shooting on yourself. Have grace for yourself. So that was tip number one. Some of the things that you have to do every day. Give yourself some grace. Stop beating yourself up and stop the shooting on yourself. And the amazing thing about that conference was I still have my t-shirt, and I was a medium back then, and I still can't get over that because that was a long time ago, and I still don't remember being a medium. Anyway, the second thing I wanted to talk about was what are some of the other things that you have to do every day? Well, the second thing I thought about was self-care. Yeah, usually you think of self-care, you think of the basic needs. Well, you know, you got to shower, of course, you got to eat, you got to sleep, you got to take care of your health and safety needs and all this, eat good food, eat right. And when I say think of self-care, I don't just think about it as the things, I think about it as an attitude. And follow me on this one, if you will. When I go to group, I usually put hand cream on. When I go to my afternoon group, I used to put hand cream on my hands. And I'd go into group and I'd say, I just put my fancy hand cream on. And I said, why do you think I did that? And usually if it was a winter time, people would say, well, because your hands are dry, Ann. It makes sense. And I said, sure, of course, I put hand creams on because, you know, my hands get a little dry, but that's not really why I do it. I put hand cream on because I'm a person deserving of soft hands. And that's what self-care is all about. It's an attitude. So what have you done for self-care today? You're a person deserving of care. That's self-care. When I clean my house, I'm cleaning my house because I'm a person deserving of a clean space. When I clean my bathroom, I'm a person deserving of a clean bathroom. When I'm combing my hair, I'm a person deserving of grooming. When I get my car washed, I'm a person deserving of a clean car. Please remember that with self-care. It's an attitude. It's not just doing the things, but it's an attitude. It's how you do them that makes all the difference. You won't approach things the same way if you approach it this way. Please try that out. And the third thing that I thought about just for this time that we have together, I thought about social support. That's another really, really important thing for staying in recovery. You've got to have people around you. And as I said in podcast number one, that's why I wrote the book Regrouping. I wrote the book Regrouping, the first 100 days for people in early recovery. It was a way for people to get in small groups. You have groups of two or three people that you're meeting, and you're meeting regularly for 100 days. and you're going over video clips and you're just discussing them. And you're not going to be the same after that experience, because you will have developed really, really deep connections going through those discussion points. And when you're meeting, maybe a big meeting is too much for you right after recovery. But if you're going together with your small group, then it's quite manageable. But you need people. You need to talk with people. You need to connect with other people in recovery, sharing tips, trials, challenges, maybe checking in with a sponsor, finding a sponsor. And it's okay to be a little bit vulnerable in these groups. It's okay to share when you have cravings. It's okay to share when you have those little ups and downs. Others will understand. They've been there. They've done that. So please connect with other people. It's so important. So many people get isolated. So many people withdraw. And that can't be you. No, that's not what that's not the way we're going to do business. You are going to connect with other people. So those are the three tips that I had for today. Give yourself some grace. You know, stop shooting on yourself. I got to include that in there. Do your self-care and approach it with the attitude of being a person that's deserving of self-care. And then social support, connect with other people. Those are our little tips for today. And of course, do your deep breathing throughout the day. We're getting ready. We're getting ready for some deep breathing. If you were with me, I'd say, let's do a power pose. So if you know Tony Robbins, I don't know him, but if you've watched any of his things, sometimes he'll say, let's do a power pose. And I would be standing with my hands on my hips. And he says, if you do that for about 2 minutes, you're going to feel more confident. So try that out. If you're listening tonight, just try a power pose when you're doing your deep breathing. That's what I'm doing as I'm podcasting tonight. I'm doing my Tony Robbins power pose. So let's do this together. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shangri, false, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Let's send a silent intention of peace and love to your family and friends tonight. I'm sending one to you. And please send a silent intention of peace and love to somebody who might be struggling tonight. This is Miss Ann. I'm wrapping up episode number 2. I hope it was time well spent. And please go do the things and have some grace for yourself. Thank you.